We've just come into your shed and it's a beautiful big room. You've got plenty of lights and on the wall, as well as images of the red turtle, including origami turtles, there are these beautiful engravings of crustacea and insects.
What I put on the wall are basically images that are a permanent inspiration for me. Every time I see them, even if it's just for half a second, it just wakes up in a subtle way my passion for why I'm an artist.
All around here where you have a kind of light box under your easel, there's a huge variety of pencils, more varieties I've ever seen. And these are charcoal sticks, are they?
That's one of my favourite tools, the charcoal sticks. For the skies, for instance, if I want quite a smooth and textured sky, I use the flat part of my hand to rub it on paper.
You're actually putting your palms over these thick lines you've drawn with it, and your palms are now covered with black, but you've created this really delicate sort of smoky haze.
That gives me joy, because animation is so slow and laborious. You work for years on just a few minutes. To create a charcoal landscape within minutes is really exciting.
Michael, the film is a kind of circle of life story. A man is shipwrecked on an uninhabited island, and I'm fascinated for an artist who is from Northern Europe, who lives in North London. Where did this idea come from?
Gosh, I saw a film of Robinson Crusoe when I was a child, and it fascinated me. At the time, I thought it was a great adventure, but also the location. I thought, my God, it's so amazing. But later, as an adult, I thought a lot about the story, because it's symbolic for the question, who are you really when you're not surrounded by society that reflects you? Who are you when you are all alone in nature? That essentially inspired me to start the story. And once I had started, I thought also, wouldn't it be great if this man who is all alone on Ireland meets a woman?
And of course have a child, so there is a whole sense of the simplicity of their life.
In animation, we have a tendency to go into the cartoony direction. And here with this film, it was a deliberate choice to go a bit more realistic, which is actually quite ambitious, because many animators don't like going there. It's too difficult, basically. We did something that has been done for many decades. Disney already did it in Snow White. For the difficult scenes, we filmed actors doing those movements. Someone walking on a beach is not that easy. But also very dynamic scenes, like someone falling over and trying to stand up, etc.
You mentioned Snow White, that early Disney animation. What is it that makes the human movements so realistic then and in The Red Turtle?
Moving people and moving animals are so complex to draw that you stylize them, that you simplify the movements. And we animators, we often fall back on the cliché movements and the cliché gestures with the hands, etc. When you ask the animators to look at live action and to get inspiration from funny little unusual movements that the actors naturally do, then it becomes interesting.
The film deals with the destructive power of nature, and there is a tsunami that does hit the island. It's incredible to watch and hugely destructive.
I started writing in 2007. The recent tsunami in Japan hadn't occurred yet. The whole sequence was well developed, and then a tsunami happened, and I immediately asked Studio Ghibli in Tokyo, now the tsunami has become too sensitive, what do you think, should we take it out? And they said, we think it should stay in the film, it is important in the story. They also said it will still be a few years before the film is finished. The biggest emotions about it will have been digested.
The use of colour is striking. There are often nighttime scenes where it feels like the whole world's reduced to a kind of black and not quite white, but almost stripped of colour. Quite muted green sometimes of the bamboo forest. A million miles from the kind of garish tropical island that people might think they're going to see.
In animation, there's a tradition to use very rich, saturated colours. But in this film, I really, right from the start, I felt we don't have to go that way.
The other key aspect of this film is there is no dialogue as such, although there is communication between the man and then the woman and their child. And I was fascinated by the realistic use of vocalisation, yet there are no words.
Actually, initially, there were some words. Intellectually, the sentences worked, but somehow the spoken language didn't belong to the film. It should feel like, of course they talk, but not at the moments you see them.
The crabs have been described as a kind of Greek chorus, these little crabs that are on the beach, and they often seem to be humorous. How important were they as an element in the film, which otherwise, in some ways, is quite sombre and quite serious?
The crabs were essential to add a little light note. So basically, my main tool is pencil, and I sometimes use several pencils a day. I use them a lot, and they need to be sharp. And I've got here it's 3B pencil, which means it's quite soft and the line is nice and rich. When I draw a crab, I mean, immediately I'm thinking of two things. A little blob, which is the body, and two little black sticks on top of it, which are the eyes. The sticks are very, very expressive, even though they don't have pupils and irises. And then you add the little spidery legs.
And you put a little line, that's the sort of the ground underneath them. Or is there shadow?
Yes, the whole film is quite rich in shadows to accentuate the ambience of the moment of the day. And to put a little black shadow under the crab immediately shows how light it is. It hardly touches the ground.
I notice you double sharpen your pencils. You sharpen them at both ends.
And that's a very practical reason, is that I chew them. And after a while, I find them ugly, like... So I sharpen them so they become neat again. Yes. Ironically, the turtle is one of the few elements in the film which is not drawn. It's computer animation.
Oh, really?
There was one computer CG artist who literally built the turtle and animated the turtle. When a turtle changes very slowly in perspective and you hand draw completely, the shape gets slightly wobbly and the audience will feel that. And when you make it in CG animation, it feels more solid.
The red turtle is this great mystical presence in the film, and people wonder what it represents. It has quite a surreal transformation as well. What would you say?
I knew the film needed a marine creature. And I scanned in my mind a shark, a whale, etc., the classic creatures. And when I thought of turtle, I immediately thought, oh my God, of course we need a turtle. And maybe we could even call the film The Turtle. People love them because they're quite peaceful creatures. They don't attack. They're quite solitary. They give the impression of being immortal. The turtle belongs to the ocean, and yet she goes on land to lay her eggs. I've seen them doing it. I find it incredibly moving. I chose to give her a red color really to make her stand out, not only from the ocean, but also from the other turtles. By the way, it's the first time we see the red color in the film, is when we see the turtle. She's special.